You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another Coach's Corner. This is our third of the series. This guy has been helping people transform their lives for over 10 years. And just a super, super cool dude. Been working with us again for about 5 years. And I'm going to bring him out here. And I'm excited for you guys to hear from him. Some of you may have talked to him on the phone. I don't know if you guys have seen him on video before. But we're going to bring him out here. Let's bring out Jeremy. What's up, Boogie? What's happening?
Hey, thanks for having me, Ray. Nice to be here.
Yeah.
Nice to be here. Appreciate you having me.
So it's funny because like sometimes you'll call one of our students or something and they'll be like, hey, do you know a booger? And I'm like, I do not know a booger. I know a boogie.
Right.
And they're like, oh, right.
Yeah. So just so we're clear, so my birth name is Jeremy, but my dad wanted Boogie on my birth certificate. And my mom was just like, no way, that's not going to happen. And they both just started calling me Boogie. They named me Jeremy with an O. They got a little creative and named me Jerome. But I've been called Boogie since birth. When I call on the telephone, or if you filled out a form or you're doing a strategy call with me, I typically go by Jeremy. Sometimes I slip and say Boogie and it's just like, what the Boogie? What is that?
Who is this guy? Who is this guy?
Exactly.
Very cool. So tell me, like, what do you love about what you do?
First of all, let me just say this, like it's a privilege and an honor to be able to do what I do and specifically speak to people that are associated with you. Mm. And it's interesting because as we even make phone calls, as we're trying to fill slots in coaching, I just recognize that first of all, we're all the same. Like we all have points of resistance. We all have certain beliefs and limitations that we put on ourselves that keep us small in some way. So honestly, the very first thing I want to say before I get started in any of this is if you're stuck, you're frustrated, you have no momentum, I can promise you many of you are feeling this, like you're not alone. So many of us feel this resistance, but I assure you, you can win and you can win big. I think one of the biggest challenges I see with most people is, you know, it's just innate in us, right? We want to win. We want to accomplish something big, not just for ourselves, but as I reach out to people that are associated with you, Ray, it's, you know, when I ask what their motivation is, people are all about helping people. It's like, well, gosh, I just want to give back. I want to help people, right? And so I love that. And I love vulnerability. And I love when people will open up about the resistance because I see their greatness, right? I see mine, but I also see myself in ways that I see that I stay small is why I get coaching and, you know, have feedback and an outside perspective. But I do what I do, honestly, because I love connecting with people and changing lives. And I recognize we're all the same. There's nobody that's more deserving, you know, and more worthy and why they're succeeding. There's a formula, right? There's like a roadmap and there's a blueprint that when you follow strategically with your business and then parallel that internally with getting your mindset right. It's like, I'm just seeing too many people catch these massive waves and influencing, impacting a lot of people. And if I can be a ripple in that pond, right, that's kind of starts it out, then, and I love that. So I appreciate you that take the phone calls and actually call back or fill out the forms or the strategy calls, because it's always a pleasure to connect with you guys, no matter what.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So is the number one key Irish sea moss? Let's be honest.
Irish sea moss. If you haven't, listen, Ray's going to get on this next week and he's going to give you some better feedback, but you can get it online. It's just packed with all the minerals and vitamins. I mean, it does the body good. Type 1 diabetic of 22 years and have been transformed in a lot of different ways. And that's been part of it. When are you going to get on that anyways? When are you going to get on that?
It sounds like a terrible process, but
it is.
And you know, and just for clarity, He actually doesn't sell it, but he just really strongly recommends it to every person he runs into.
I'm a passionate person.
Evangelical nature of Irish sea moss.
Right.
Anyone else sea moss, ever heard of it?
Irish sea moss. St. Louis, Lucia, 92 minerals and vitamins. Yeah, I don't sell it. I'm just a big fan of being healthy and keeping my body vibrant. And
so if you're into that.
Good, absolutely.
And so cool. So M. Joy says, I'm from Jamaica. I know it well.
Oh, yeah.
She's great. She recommends it.
Yeah, she does.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. So I love what you're saying. You know, all of us want to give back. All of us want to be able to help more people. Drop a one if that's you. Drop a one if that's you. And, you know, I don't know, Jeremy, if you saw the training we did Monday night, but my friend, Pastor Jim, he says, listen, if you're only asking for enough for you and your family, then you're very selfish. And that you should actually desire prosperity so that you can help fulfill others, so that you can help other people.
Love that.
And it's just a powerful way to think, because it's been drilled into so many people that it's, well, selfish to ask for, you know, more than what you need. But but then, you know, he says the poorest way to help the poor is to be poor.
Exactly.
And
I love that.
So, you know, talk to me a little bit about, you know, you brought up this topic, creating a reality unseen. So what does that mean to you? Like, what does that mean? Is there a set of steps, or is that?
There are a set of steps. No, and I appreciate that question. Because it's too often that we focused on our life, on our past, in our history. And it's like we've all formed these beliefs that this is the way life is, or, you know, and I just find us all thinking, we can think so small, right? And then we just believe that this is the way life is, but we form certain beliefs that just don't serve us at expanding and growing. And so what I've learned for me is, in order for me to grow, you know, I was 222 pounds, I'm 165 now, I had A1Cs, my health was just, my A1Cs were like 11.1, they're now, you know, under a 5.3 around there, which is really good for me. But I know the way I changed my health is, first of all, I had to get a clear vision in my mind and see it in my mind's eye that this is the reality that I wanted. I got sick of being sick, right? I got tired of being tired. And it was like, I almost feel like most of us need to be compelled in some way, which is sad. It's like when life's good, we kind of wait until it's not good before we really get on there and change. But, you know, I remember hearing this quote that Albert Einstein, he said, our imagination is the preview of life's upcoming attractions. And then Neville Goddard says, in order to attract.
And that's good or bad.
That's good or bad.
Because we're all doing, like, to me, we're all doing mental rehearsal.
Amen.
Are we mentally rehearsing the rejection, the same old, same old, the same calamity, the betrayal, the,
exactly,
the distrust, or are we mentally rehearsing possibility?
Exactly. Yes. And you think about it, when we're doing this mental rehearsal, a lot of times we're doing it unconsciously.
Yeah.
We're not even aware that we're doing it. We just look at our bank account and we're like, gosh, I'm broke. Well, what you're truly doing is you're imprinting this upon your unconscious mind that I'm broke. And it just accepts whatever you tell it. So it's interesting. The more that I told myself that I'm healthy, that I feel good, I started to believe it, and I started to take actions that I started to feel, you know, inspiration, and started to take certain action that I know I wouldn't have taken before feeling unhealthy. Right. So for me, it was taking time. And then even as I go to transform, you know, I'm a network marketer myself and have caught a nice wave. And I feel like the reason why I've been able to catch a wave is not only because I have feedback and coaching, which is, you want that around you, you want that feedback, but is impressing upon my unconscious mind that I am winning and see it. It's getting a clear vision on most people, you know, speaking to a lot of people on the phone, most people don't know what they really want. So think about that. They're like this boat in an ocean that's being tossed around, and they're frustrated, and they know they want to make more money, but that's not enough.
And they know what they don't want.
Exactly. And a lot of times I'm just keep focusing on what I don't want or what I'm not good at. And unfortunately, that's perpetual. That will keep just recreating itself over and over and over until you put your foot down and you're like, I'm done with this. Okay, now what do I got to do? Well, now I got to identify exactly what I want with clarity. And you want to start writing about it. So for those of you out there that don't have this big why, start asking yourself what you really, really, really want. It's not the money. Money is a beautiful thing because you can light a fire under a lot of people, but money is going to help you create balance. That's what we all want, right? Is balance. But what do you want? And then write about it using sensory rich words. You want to start impressing upon your unconscious mind every day by spending time writing about your goal, writing about you living in your vision as if you're already living it now. That's the trick, right? Is reversing it. You want to think from your goal already accomplished, not thinking to the goal. It's, I'm at my goal. And there's something in feeling that, energetically feeling gratitude that you're there, where I find circumstances for me. And a lot of our students, I mean, there's so many incredible testimonials of people just being stuck and frustrated, not rank advances, that as they start getting their strategy right, taking the right action every day. And then again, everything's created spiritually before it's physically. Everything that's ever been created is done in here and in our heart. So once you start impressing that on your unconscious mind, like an engine on a ship is just going to take you full speed ahead to the goals that you have. But it's getting a clear vision, and then every day making that part of your routine, making that part of the work is you impressing, leaving evidence every day that you're already living your vision, that you're already making 10,000 a month or 100,000 a month, whatever that is for you.
Yeah. And you've been, one of the just very, very powerful, keys to the team of, and I can just, rattle, some of these off, but one of the keys to the team around our what we call inner circle, Ruth Galladay, before joining Inner Circle, I didn't understand the concept of working smarter, not harder. Before Inner Circle, I was stuck at three teammates. I couldn't grow past that for over a year. I now have a laser focused checklist, over 16 new teammates, more than two a month, and I'm averaging one to two new customers every week. And we just have, we got thousands of these,
Yeah.
And so, but it does come down to, you really setting that, what is it, rudder? I mean, I'm not a boat guy, but you setting the sail to
right.
Where am I wanting to go? What does that look like? And so how do you help someone? Cause I just think one of the keys is for you to stop focusing on all the stuff that you don't like. And by the way, if you're getting value from this so far, hit that like button. We got 18 likes so far. I think we can hit 23 at least. And so maybe higher. But hit that like button if you're getting value so far. How do you help the person that's just, really consumed? Maybe you could even argue addicted to their current circumstances that they don't like.
Yeah. Well, the first thing is, I would challenge you just to be open that things can be different for you, that you can create more. I would even go a step further and say right now, the way you're going to change your situation drastically is by, first of all, giving yourself a little commitment to take new action, right? And then keep your commitment. Like, it's so easy. All of us are guilty of this until we're not. Where we give ourselves something to do and then we let ourselves off the hook. And the challenge with that is that we shrink in every way possible, right? Because, hey gosh, I'm gonna prospect today, or I'm gonna go to the gym, or I'm gonna do these certain things. The minute that we let ourselves off the hook, we start to sabotage ourselves and have the negative self-talk. So I'm gonna challenge every single one of you that if you want this, this doesn't have to be some drastic, take one little step and keep your commitment to yourself. And I promise you that in itself is going to create massive momentum for you in a new wave. The beautiful thing and why I'm such a fan, and I know you're such a fan of coaching, Ray, is outside perspective, is feedback. Every single one of us need feedback because we're all doing the best we can with the limited knowledge and limited perspective that we have. And so unless you have somebody, and I like non-bias, I want somebody who doesn't really know me, who, well, there's no judgments, but really can pour into me in a different way. But having a coach identify, kind of peel you back like an onion and get to the root cause of why your perspective is the way it is. Like, yeah. Right? And why is it that we focus on the negative? Or why is it that I lead with, lead down instead of lead up, lead with faith instead of lead with doubt and fear, right? So having that feedback from a coach, you know, a couple things is just getting, when you can start to identify what it is that you want and start putting your attention there, where attention goes, energy flows, right? So it's like when you start really putting attention towards the things that you want and then break it down into simple steps where a coach is simplified, you're just, you know, with or without a coach, you want to start to hyper-focus your attention on the money-making activities. When you can start to get out of the weeds and start to get dialed in on what you need to do, that just starts to breed confidence. And I just recognize a lot of network marketers, they've been beat up, right? It can be a challenge. And many network marketers don't have new customers in months or in a builder in years. And so they're doing different companies. And I can assure you a lot of times it's not the company, it's our own mindset and having somebody direct us and give us clarity, building success on success, creating momentum is really what kind of just starts to empower people and create belief, right? Where you start to just, there's no doubts about this anymore and it gets less heavy.
Yeah. And do you see, I mean, I'd love to hear your take on this. I mean, I know my take, but do you see a difference in that? I think a lot of people, if they've never had a one-on-one coach where they can like literally say, hey, you know, like, look at this, like, here's my question. When someone hasn't had a one-on-one coach, but they consume a lot of podcasts, they consume a lot of YouTubes, they consume a lot of content and they think, yeah, I'm getting coached.
Yeah.
You know? I'm listening to this. What do you see that it's different once they have a one-on-one coach or what is that?
You know, I think podcasts and all those are wonderful because you're still consuming information, but we're still taking in information from our limited perspectives, right? So a lot of times we'll take this in and other people don't take this. And so we're just taking little bits and pieces. But also with group coaching, I think group coaching is good. It's better no coaching as podcasts are, but you want to be consuming and learning. You want to be implementing. But when you have somebody there that's identifying exactly where you're at and where the blind spots are at, like when you can get somebody who's climbed this mountain, start to identify, listen, here's the holes, right? Here's where you want to put your attention. I find a lot of people out there are just consuming. It's, you know, even on social media, very little people are creating. Most people are still consuming or podcast. And I talk to a lot of people who are in learning mode. Learning is great. Get out of learning mode and start implementing it. Like that's where you're going to start.
Drop a one if you know that you need to spend more time implementing than just learning. Drop a one if you're willing to be bold.
Be bold. Might as well.
So what's your recommendation for someone that's, you know, constant learner, not implementing at the level they should be?
Ask yourself the question, what am I afraid of? Why am I spending so much time over here when I know I should be spending time over here? I would ask myself the question, am I really, really committed to making this work? Honestly, I would recommend getting a coach. No matter what, I would recommend getting a coach to help you identify what to be focusing on. There's such power when a network marketer has clarity is what breeds confidence, right? And most people just lack clarity. They're taking information. A lot of times I'm just taking information because I'm afraid to do what I really need to do. But a lot of times it's just, I don't know what I need to do. There's still this lack of, gosh, what should I really be doing right now? So in coaching, the beautiful thing is a coach just starts, you know, anytime we take someone on, we have certain coaching commitments that you're going to have to agree to for us to help you. And if you can't, the timing wouldn't be right because we couldn't help you. That's just, you know, period. One of those things is just a time commitment of 5 to 10 hours a week. You've got to learn where to focus your attention, especially on those activities that are going to bring you more of what you want, bring you to your objective. But you got to dial in a system and be very clear, because here's what happens. When you have clarity yourself, you can now, first of all, clarity breeds confidence. When you're confident, you're just, people pick up on that. they pick up on what you're putting out. So as you're out there interacting with people and prospecting and doing your videos, people unconsciously pick up on this confidence. But now what you've got to do is become this master teacher of simplicity. This is how you're going to create leverage, where you have a lot of people winning with you and not bouncing from company to companies, because you're breathing life into them by giving them something simple to do every single day. So as you know what to do, you start tasting the fruits of winning. Well, guess what? Now you're going to start teaching your team. We even start coaching your team. Part of our process here is to start working with your team to help them start leveling up, because as you help people, many of you want to help people. As you help people, you help yourself. Like, that's just, you help other people win, you're going to win big. That's what's happening right now in Inner Circle, yeah, for sure.
And I know a couple more things. One, I know that, I mean, we have people in real estate, people in insurance, internet marketers, affiliate marketers, network marketers. How do I ask this in a way? I mean, to me, coaching is beneficial no matter where you are, what occupation you're in or whatever. I mean, you probably feel the same. This is probably a useless question.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Just as, can everyone benefit from coaching? Like, yeah, besides even the network marketer, I'm going to say absolutely 100% yes.
So I'll give a little bit different angle that I realized just in this last week. Okay. So someone asked me, a friend of mine asked me, she knew I was meeting with my pastor a couple weeks ago. And so, I did this, sermon in California. It was really, wild and it was awesome. And it was, I displayed courage and did it. And it was one of the most, powerful things I've ever done. And the pastor of the church I go to, which is a mega church, it's pretty big. It's a pretty big deal in our town. And, I'd never, spent any time talking to the pastor, but the pastor notices, or someone pointed him to it. And so I'm going to, meet with them. And someone asked me, they said, "Hey, are you nervous?" And I said, I'm not nervous, because I know it's God appointed. I know that I'm being guided on this. And I bring that up because I think one reason, I think two big problems is, one, people won't take the action because they're looking to be filled by others, something that God should be filling, such as significance, safety, identity, status, et cetera. When we are so concerned to get that from others, and we're worried to lose it, so we won't do the actions. Number two is, there's the other side, right? I know people that, have gone from 100,000 a year, million a month, and they're still not fulfilled. They're still chasing, and for them, they're not trying to, they have no problem. They don't require others to agree with them, accept of them, approve of them, et cetera. They're actually trying to get their significance from the money itself. So they're
doesn't do it, does it?
Also doesn't do it.
Yeah.
And so I think one of the absolute keys, if you want to transform, is say, what am I requiring from other people or other things that I could be requiring from God, and he will always give to me? He will always give me love. He'll always lend his ear to me. He'll always, he won't leave me. He will care enough for me to put me through the right trials and lessons for me to become the greater version of myself. And if you really step into that, then now you're no longer chasing the money. You're no longer worried about the person's reaction, and you're just showing up powerful.
Showing up. I love that. Well, and at that point, it's not work. It's not heavy anymore, or heavy. It's just the process.
Right.
And the point is to enjoy it all, right? We as human beings are the most fulfilled when we're growing ourselves and becoming closer to our real nature, right? Where that's when we're most fulfilled. And then second is just giving back, find ways to contribute. And this can be easy for you, but really you got to make it about helping, make it about growth, and then making about your even growth with God, growth, just you overcoming your own challenges and obstacles, but make it about helping people.
Yes.
Simplify your business where you're simply just helping people. And then it's not scary. Then it's not, you're not selling people, you're helping people.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing. And that's great posture and a place to come from where people really respond to that. Believe yeah. that.
Amen, man.
Yeah.
Well, awesome, dude. Well, I appreciate your time, man.
Thank you.
If you would like to connect with Boogie, or you would like to learn more about the kind of coaching that we do, you can check out rayhigdoncoaching.com. There's nothing to buy on that page, by the way. It's just fill out the survey, fill out the form if you'd like to learn more about it. And any other advice?
You know, honestly, I would just say each and every single one of you, put your foot down right now, make a commitment, and then keep your commitment to yourself that you're just going to start doing something today, and then just do something today, and then you're going to do it tomorrow. Build upon that. I promise you there's a compounding effect. The more you just do these little things, big things will show up. But either way, me and my guys here at the Inner Circle, you know, you can sign up for a strategy call. We love to pour into you. Whether you buy coaching or not, the timing's not right for everybody at this moment, maybe financially, the time commitment, but we love to pour into you and just give you some clarity on things to start doing, to start improving yourself, right? To start moving the chains a little bit, moving downstream, a little bit more ease with your business. And if we can do that, that's a win for us. But for those of you that are ready, we'll break down exactly what it looks like to have one of these incredible coaches step in and help you move quickly, help you gain the skills to win big.
David asks, how do you build your network marketing business and the kingdom at the same time? Mm. So one, understand that, you know, ministry isn't the only way to reach people. A lot of people will be reached through the different pillars, right? The different pillars of entertainment, of politics, of business, of art, you know, et cetera. And so one, there's the very, you know, kind of obvious way of the more money you make, the more soldiers you can put out there to achieve kingdom purposes. Number one, that's real simple, right? The more money I make, the more good I can do. The more money I make, the more I can show up as a generous individual that people will want to know why am I wired this way, right? And so that's, you know, number one. Number two is you look for opportunities, right? I know that, you know, because of what God has blessed me with as far as my business has put me in rooms that are unusual, right? And they say, you know, the diligent man will be put in front of not unknown people, but he'll be put in front of rulers, kings, you know, et cetera. And so, you know, I've been in, you know, rooms where someone very, very influential, I'm able to talk to because of the kind of business that I've built. And so when given that opportunity, right? And also, so it's when do I have an opportunity to talk about the kingdom? And two, when am I nudged? So today, I shared this story in our Millionaire Roundtable group, but today, I don't know his official title, building supervisor, we'll just call him, who works with the builder who built our home, right? He was here, he was complaining about his neck, and I got a nudge to, hey, pray with him. And at first I resisted it because I'm like, it's kind of weird. You know, like I just felt uncomfortable because I'm kind of new to this, right? And then I came back to him. I said, hey, this may sound weird, but can I pray with you about, you know, your neck and everything? And so I prayed with him, and he told me this beautiful story about how he had broken his neck and back. He was in a 3-week coma, and he had this incredible vision of this, you know, in his dream, this little girl reaching out her hand to him, and he grabbed the hand, woke up out of his coma, and he thought it was a second chance. And at that point in his life, he had not been a nice guy. He had been, you know, very, you know, bad dude, according to him, and he decided to live his life better. If I don't follow that nudge, I don't have that, I don't pray over him, and I don't hear that story. And I also don't get to invite him to Bible study, which I did. And, you know, I don't know if he'll come or not, but I invited him. And so you look for opportunities, you look for nudges, And at the end of the day, the more money you make, the more soldiers you can put out there to help with the kingdom. And so that's one of the reasons we're so, you know, passionate about coaching people and helping them get out of their own way and get over self-sabotage. Want to learn more about that? You can check out rayhigdoncoaching.com, fill out that information, be honest, say where you're stuck, and they'll connect with you. And you might get Boogie, you might get someone else, but they're all awesome. And, yeah. And I encourage you to talk with them, share with them what's going on, and let them help you out. Yeah. So any last words, Boogie?
That's it. I appreciate you having me on here.
All right, brother. Well, awesome, I appreciate man. You, man.
Yeah, you bet, bro.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.